Good morning, everyone. This is October 2nd. Andy on mic. I'm here for the weekly round of talks with Bea and Luigi. This week, we're very lucky to have Mita here from Centerfield, and we are going to do some talks about the road. So good morning, everyone. If everyone could just share really quickly their thoughts about the intention for this meeting.
Actually, it's more than the road. It's a quality of life in Auroville. It seems a large subject, but ultimately, being this an eco-friendly city, as we have seen in the previous conversation, targeting an eco-friendly city, ultimately we target a different lifestyle and a different quality of life. So the road and the traffic, the mobility, it's not only the road as a physical infrastructure, it's what's happening on the roads. And the evolution of the mobility, evolution of the traffic, going towards a certain objective, and knowing that we are in a transition, we have all the challenges of this transition, for me, is the topic of today, which implies also looking at the crown, looking how to find solutions in a way which we hope will not be confrontational.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Luigi. Because we are going toward a goal, and that goal is something real. So we have to bring it into manifestation, because all our ideas and our wonderful ideals that we have in Auroville, the human unity, okay, how do we get there? We have to bring it down to earth. So here we are, we have a road we need to complete to develop Auroville. And of course we want to do it, as Luigi said, in an eco-friendly way, and we want to do it with the cooperation of everyone. So all together we're doing this road. It's not one group against another group. We're bridging all these polarities from the past. So now we're in a new era, and in that spirit, we're very fortunate to have Mita here from Centerfield, because in Centerfield, there is a situation where we need to bring the road through, and there have been in the past some miscommunication, misunderstandings, and all sorts of things, and we hope now we can begin to work on that.
Okay. Sorry, guys, to be what in Hindi is called a kebab mein haddi. Kebab mein haddi means, you know kebabs.
Know. Kebabs, we all know very
haddi
well.
Means bone. Haddi means bone.
Ah.
So I'm sorry to be the bone in the kebab.
In the kebab.
Because I actually don't see why this road is necessary. Mm. Right from the beginning, I don't see that at all. And when I looked at the vision of the galaxy, right, the one that we all know and love as the galaxy, I don't see a road. There is no road in this galaxy. So I think that this circular road is a total imposition that came later, and I really don't see the reason for it at all. So you have to go back, boom, before we have to go back to more fundamentals.
Okay, let's go into this, and if you allow, and then we, if you don't mind, we go back, and then we come back.
Sure.
To today's reality. So to be more precise, and I invite you upstairs after this conversation, Mita. The road.
Anything where can happen on the radio. You can keep it downstairs.
I'm afraid I'm taking time out from
to
work.
To show you the document.
So I can't do that today.
To show you the facts.
Yeah.
But I will expound to you now. Even before the galaxy, you remember that there was a model which was showed to Mother.
The nebula.
The nebula, but you know, not the nebula. The nebula, what we call the nebula, is the one based on the symbol, no? The round symbol of Mother. There is one where you see the emergence of the galaxy.
Yes.
With two macrostructures in front of Matri Mandir, which Roger told me personally. When I presented this to Mother, she kept silent. And inwardly I felt we were progressing, but we were not yet
there.
There. And he discovered after that these two macro structures, which then became more gentle line of force, were separating the habitat and the residences from the view of Matrimandir. Anyhow, I will not enter into this. The point is, why I refer to that, Amita, is that in that one, already not only there is the concept of the crown, but also of the 12 radial. And not only the 12 radial, already in that model, which precedes the galaxy, you have even the connection, it is there upstairs, you have even the connection with the outside road. My point is, look into the fact, because the galaxy model was to bring down into an initial form a vision. It was not supposed to be already a detailed plan. But you go into the 68 master plan and you will see that all the roads are there. And please study this, because it's so visionary, because at that time already they were planning a city for knowledge, for youth, for a different relation of social. So I'll stop it there.
I hear you. I hear your viewpoint definitely, Luigi.
But is it possible that Mita clarifies a little bit what she means by no road?
Yeah.
Because it's not clear to me what the vision is then. Yeah. Because if we don't have this circular road around the core of the city, how does the traffic circulate? And I also understand the dream catchers wanted that circulation to be eco-friendly in the sense that it was for pedestrians, cycles, and electric vehicles, which is, of course, I think what everybody is happy to do eventually, but we need the steps toward that. So, but now I'm hearing, Mita, if I'm correct, that you don't want any road at all.
I don't want a perfectly circular road, because I really see it as something that actually stops the movement of the galaxy. When I see the movement of the galaxy, there is no perfectly circular road. What I really got completely inspired by was the Dreamcatcher's vision, where they didn't go for a perfectly circular road at all. In fact, the crown was not a road in my view. The crown was a series of buildings and spaces integrated together in a way that kept the galaxy movement. Okay, so when you look at the galaxy, and I'm afraid I don't have that picture that's there in the master plan. I don't know if you have the master plan,
Luigi.
We
have those pictures here.
Yeah. When
but
you see
people
it, there
can't see it on the radio.
I know, I'm afraid you can't see this kind of movement. This spiral movement has nothing to do, in my view, with a perfectly circular road at all. If it were a road that had to do with bicycles and pedestrians and so on, then of course I don't think any of us in Centerfield would have an objection to that. Frankly, but it has to be part of a larger vision, and I'm not happy with piecemeal kind of things. I think that we have to go much deeper into the planning of Auroville, much deeper into bringing the sites together. So your premise itself is wrong, I would say, Bill, where you say we have to build this road and then get together. No, I think we have to go much deeper at a much deeper level to see how we can bring the different views really together.
And that's why we're here, is to hear your perspective.
Yeah.
So that's completely and fully respected.
Yeah.
This fits in with what we're saying, because we've decided in these talks so far that the galaxy plan is flexible. And an Orvillian said to me the other day, if the mother were here today, she would probably say,
Luigi, none of us know that.
But we do know that.
Many people use this, but this is another subject, Andy, to say it. If mother was here today, she would have changed her opinion. Most of them, according to my thought. And we will go that. I would love to go into this theological aspect another moment, but today, if we can address the practical points she has brought up, I will be delighted.
That's not what I was going to say, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that she would change her mind. I was just going to say that she would want us to work together.
That is great. Then we have a common ground.
Great.
Well, she said that, you have to find a solution.
You have to agree.
We have to agree. But agree on what? And difference between compromises and agreement. Agreement brings you up. Compromises keep the ego happy and other fainter things.
So if we can find something new.
In order something to, new. To be in this spirit and of searching, because searching solution, let's address each point of concern. And I appreciate that Mita came here and expound to us the concern, the point of concern. She has mentioned some relating to the past, some that is about the vision how this crown will be in the long term. And it's true that the dream catcher, which worked in with Roger, they target what always we say is a crown, which is not only a road. Actually, she's right in this point. The crown is a fantastic connection of service building, of constant diversity, because according to the zone, those services passes, it changes. The crown will be different in the cultural zone than in the international zone. And it should be a walk of beauty, a walk of marvel, a walk mm-hmm. of discovery. Mm-hmm. And there are fantastic ideas, like, and then I will come to the point of today, where you can, in Roger Plan, you can walk 4 kilometers, 400, inside galleries, because the building, normally on paper, not in reality, because a number of architects have not understood the beauty of this, you walk covered, whatever is monsoon or sunny days, covering gallery, and inside this gallery you discover. I come from a city, Bologna, where I have done my university study, which is World Heritage, because it has 62 kilometers of covered gallery. And those gallery, what was the beauty? That it was a place of communication, where everybody went and have recreation and meeting people. Now, I will not elaborate in this, but this concept of connection is the spirit of the crown. The crown connects people, connect the four zones, mm-hmm. and intends to connect the entire Auroville also on the practical aspect of traffic and mobility. But right. mobility today, we have to deal with the hard challenge of traffic, heavy traffic, which we are not absolutely in control right now. It's wild.
Well, it's interesting what Mita proposes in terms of more of a nice word, not broken crown, but a crown that's slightly parted and then woven together, maybe a woven crown, because this would help with the heavy traffic. It would maybe discourage some of the traffic that's not uplifting Orville to go on a straight road somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me to entertain this idea. And my next question would be to Mita, in terms of the deeper planning of Orville, which we can all do together, which you mentioned. I mean, I think that's what everyone intends. Do you have some practical ideas in how we could put that forward?
Put that forward?
Specifically in regard to mobility.
Absolutely. I think we need to have very deep community consultations on the topic. So I welcome this opportunity of this mm-hmm. radio show, because I think that's great. It's one of the steps towards that. But I don't think it makes any sense to invite individuals separately. Mm-hmm. I think we need to have a real consultation where all views are heard, because it's only through one participation that we can have a true bridging of differences mm-hmm. in planning.
And that's our
participation.
That's the planning of this program, is that by the time I leave, it will have evolved into more of a forum where it's public and we invite people in.
Yeah.
And we can still have people representing different polarities,
right?
But that everyone is here. So this is just the first test round, so we're very thankful to you for, for participating. So the deeper planning of Orville, you feel, needs to come out through discussion like this.
And you know,
of course, Mita, though, I'm sure you're aware that we've been doing this over and over again for the last 30 years. We've had these large forums. We've replanned the city so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally am a little, how would you say, frustrated and impatient, if I'm honest,
right.
about this kind of process that drags on forever.
Yeah.
Because always new people come, always people have another perspective. Yes, we could do it this way. Why not? Let's try this. And because Orvillians are individuals, You know, how do we get to that point where then we say, okay, we have a plan. We have something, we agree on this, and we start to implement it. Now, already the crown road, let's call it, is partially implemented. There are pieces of it all around Oroville. And so we have that ground reality that we have to deal with. So how are we going to integrate that into where we are today?
Well, I feel that the whole Dreamcatcher's vision needs revisiting seriously. I don't think it has been actually seriously addressed at all. The vision of the galaxy that came through that exercise, as well as the vision of the road and the crown. That's what I think we need to revisit. So I would really think it would be wonderful if we could have a whole presentation of all the work and all the ideas so far about the crown and the crown road. And have that as an open discussion, and in which the Dreamcatcher's vision is presented by the Dreamcatcher's people who were involved in the process themselves, rather than by others.
Very nice.
You can talk about that, because I understood you were part of the Dreamcatcher's process.
Yes,
right?
Very much. I have followed their meeting, I was involved, and I appreciated very much, because there was a support on the direction, but the study were not completed. That is the point. So,
I think it requires monetary input to actually take those studies to another level.
They have to touch the ground, and not being only long-term solution. The challenge today is the short-term solution, which we are looking for both long, medium, and short-term. I will take up, Andy and B, if you agree, that this invitation of Mita to have a larger reflection with people of Dreamcatcher. I will invite also Jacqueline, who was involved there, and see. Because we all want to go in the same direction, the question is the methodology, the different steps, the practical immediate requirements. So this is one very good proposal, and I would like to say that one thing we have to give a lot of attention, with B we did it 1 hour of reflection, was the situation, the broader situation, that Auroville is so porous right now to any penetration.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's going to grow. And to rectify that is becoming every day more difficult.
Yeah.
I mentioned to you that we can already, we have the lorries coming close to Matrimandir. Why we don't open the road in the back of the industrial zone? At least that is one. We have also now Bharatipuram and Kottakarai taking the road in front of Savitri Bhavan Certitude to go to Quilapalayam. They don't take anymore the Dhyanchavadi road. So how?
Wait, just explain that to me again.
Yeah, and this affects you on the new laboratory buildings. Sorry, I will show you on the map. You see, this is Kottakarai, the historical Kottakarai. This is Bharatipuram, which came, grew up with Auroville presence. And in the past, they were taking this tar road which goes through Dhyanchavadi towards Quilapalayam or Pondicherry. But nowadays, you see, when you are here, of course, with your motorbike, it's much more convenient to go down crossing Auroville. It will face, this is something which you will face with the new language laboratory. Similarly, when we speak of taxis or all our own cars, which is growing exponentially, can we have places which are foreseen in the service area outside where we provide eco-friendly vehicles, as we did for the visitor center?
Absolutely.
Can we put money, finances, concentration in broad solutions?
Absolutely. I gave this idea in 2009, Luigi.
You see, this we agree.
I remember Ange, who was in the council at the time, said, wow, this is a fantastic idea. And I thought that this is what we could do. We could put places where people can leave their bikes and, and if we agree that the inner circle is a pedestrian and non-polluting traffic, bicycles and, electric vehicles and so on, It's a completely different scenario altogether.
Yeah.
But what is the practical thing of how do you prevent? Because we cannot prevent public, because these are still public roads,
absolutely,
right? We cannot prevent people from actually using them.
Yeah.
And this is the big thing of the the opposition of the residents of Centerfield.
Yes.
And Centerfield and Aura Dam, and there's an amazing unity in this resistance.
Uh-huh.
It is because...
Concern.
Not resistance. You know, the reason why people are taking the stand they are doing is because they don't want to see all of this traffic in that area, and especially because of the position of the visitor center right there and the tens of thousands of tourists.
Yeah.
You know, you may have heard Srimai expressing in several of the community, meetings, community priorities meetings, about the immense number of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And so the residents are really concerned about opening up the Crown Road
are
now.
Are the residents concerned also that the same traffic is going in front of creches and kindergarten?
Yes, of course, yes.
And what are the residents doing
this?
On this? What are the residents doing on this? Because right now, you don't have on your backyard, but right now, the same traffic you are talking about is in front of the crashes.
No, it's not the same traffic. If you open up the Crown Road, you're opening up to a much larger traffic than there is really.
You can regulate. And
okay,
in search of solution.
Tell me how.
Because we have to see us as a body and not as a vested interest of an area. Because if we go into this, then we question the basics. Are we going to build a body, or are we going to build area of she call of concern, or area of protection? According to me, what has come up here in this conversation was no, we are going towards building a body, and we will try to take care of the concern of certain area. Now, in the specific things means, can we see regulated opening? Means, for example, in this area, of course, you may have the pressure of the visitors, you may have other pressure. Could our reflection, looking for solutions, say, for example, if there we block the lorries and we put a bar, as we put here at the town hall, for example, if we open only to electrical vehicle, cycle, electrical golf car.
Right.
Will you be ready to open and we make a bypass?
Yeah. I think all of
And we make a bypass because it's possible when you see in the map between...
But that's the big if, Luigi. Nobody believes that will actually be true. Because when you look at the experience of the present Crown, what we see is even our own Auroville motorbikes going at great speed. We see, the taxis also going at great speed.
Yes.
And I don't think there's any regulation at all, even though there are these speed breakers and so on. I'm not convinced by it at all.
What about if we propose, because here we are not neither a planning authority nor a decision-making authority, but we can invite even L'Avenir at the radio and say, listen, in our conversation, this is what has come up as ground of minimum common agreement, that if we have a multi-layer, multi-level plan of action which deals with the problem at its roots, and at the same time, control, because all over the world the traffic is managed, it's a science. She was in Bali managing the traffic. Can we in certain area impose even more stricter regulation because of the residential present, but at the same time we don't stop the energy flow? So the things were in search of solution, this exercise in search of solution, can we both with L'Avenir, both with the people who are concerned of traffic, overall approach, can we come up with what B says, short-term solution which are not against the long-term direction? That is what we are searching.
I don't think that any of the residents of Centerfield or a dam will actually oppose it if that is the condition. It is because of the whole thing of the traffic which they don't want from, the visitor center side coming in and opening up Auroville into all of that traffic. So if there were truly, seriously a traffic solution, then I don't think people would be oppositional.
That's frankly. Nice to hear, Mita. Will you stop, for example? Sometimes things seem impossible to us. And you may remember when there were all these cars in front of the Matrimandir office here. You remember? The plaza in front was full. Mm. And really, we found that really inappropriate. It took a few years. We studied the cost of those golf cars, and finally we got the donation. And in a small way, I don't say everything has been solved, but it is nice to see the 12-seater golf car coming every day up and bringing the people so that you stop, really, the visitor, even to put the parking in the back before
Absolutely.
The canyon.
Yeah,
it takes 10 years. I'm sorry, this was proposed 15 years ago.
Mm.
But the people of the land there were not understanding the reason. Mm. We don't want a parking, it will be pollution, this and that. But look how now we keep the traffic close to the outside. It's not so coming even inside the international zone. And we have been able to do, I conclude on this, because there is no impossibility. It's difficult, it's an enormous challenge, the traffic, but it's not impossible.
How would you propose to stop the traffic of Kotukere village from using
it? It's so difficult. This maybe is one of the most difficult to meet up. I think this we really have to...
Because more and more, I see more and more village traffic actually on the Crown Road.
Yeah.
The few times that I've gone on it, there is a lot of village traffic
and
on it.
No rule, no regulation, it goes anything.
Yeah.
But I tell you, for me, it will be more easy to regulate the traffic of the construction. You see, we are living inside a construction site, isn't it? And this is a little bit more in our hands, relatively. In spite of all the lorry owners' pressure like this, we can, if we focus, put the finances and the will, purchase electrical tractor, create a deposit of construction, which is badly needed, in the service area, which are intermediary area, not so far away. And then from there, we transport our own material without going into the Crown.
Mm.
And this we discussed last time with
B.
People don't understand. They said a lot against the Outer Ring Road. But the Outer Ring Road, first, was not for public traffic. Was mainly to distribute material and people. Today, what are we doing, Mita? We bring the lorry in the Crown and even more inside. And then we go back to put it, if you want to put, sorry, I will show you practically. If you, I want to develop here, let's say, ARCA or Integral Healing Health Center.
Healing Institute.
Healing Institute. You come inside through 32 Road, or sometimes they come from there, and you have to take the Crown Road. Or, for example, I took one which is already in the Crown Road, but all this area which develops here in Vikas, in all this area, you have to come in. But if we had this Outer Ring Road, you come at 32, you are in the back, and then you go in like this. So the thing was, and this we were not the first one to say, it was not this office, even international mobility expert told us, don't bring the population of Auroville to the center and don't bring the construction to the center, decentralize, which is normal. But there was so much opposition to the Outer Ring Road because it was in my backyard. So are we facilitating the building of the body, the collective body, or are we creating more and more local area of interest? This is what we would like, to go in the same flow towards something which is a win-win situation.
Well, I don't think it helps to say that people are opposing things because it's in their backyard. I think some people have a larger vision. At least I have a much larger vision about this whole thing, and that's why I said we have to go much deeper. And I really feel that the real synthesis of ideas which could have been possible at that time in 2008, when that Dreamcatchers vision came, was not taken on board. So it was not seriously taken on board, and it has to be
deeply taken. I'm sorry, okay. I have a different opinion, Minta.
Well, what can we do now? Whatever the past was, it was, but what can we do now about it? And yeah, the not in, in your backyard phrase was from a few meetings ago.
Okay.
That was kind of how we formed the vision of bridging the polarities, because we know that everyone has the concern, just like you have the concern for the crushes,
right.
That it is a greater concern. And how can we make this work? So now we've brought up the topic of the outer ring road and the potential there. What is your feeling on that?
I haven't thought about that enough.
Okay.
So I haven't thought about the outer ring road enough, actually. I haven't been involved in any of those discussions. Mm. Though I was involved in it, and I deeply followed the Dreamcatchers process at that time. Mm-hmm. So that was more focused on the actual crown.
So hopefully we can...
So the Outer Ring Road show, I mean, I think that we should have a lot more participation in planning.
Exactly.
You know, and there needs to be a lot more awareness about the issues and about the different work that has gone on. It has been stuck, you know, within and hasn't been widely shared. And I think the more discussions we have, you know, which involve more people, the better it is.
And moreover, the people want to be involved, but, so that can be a process of facilitation.
But discussion, yes, and we are totally open for it. But you remember what we also pointed out?
Yeah.
Endless discussion. Will bring to nothing.
Yeah.
So the thing is, let's have discussion, but let's also play some rule of the game, like which certain citizens are also concerned, that we give ourselves a deadline to come out with solution, and if it needs to be together for an intense month, 24/7, but we have to come out with
common solution.
Sure,
I totally agree with that.
We tend to need, in any kind of these discussions, all the people who happen to have some interest in what's going to happen. For example, if the road's going through, let's say, what's going to happen in center field, the center field people have to be part of that, obviously.
Sure. Mm.
And they have to be set up in a design process in which the outcome, the goal of that project or the goal of that process is that we have a solution at the end.
Mm.
And not that we are going to carry it on forever.
Yeah.
See, so that's...
In fact,
Guys,
I want a deeper solution for the planning of Oroville. And I want to tell you that when I was member secretary of the development group in, 96, 97, and I was just new in Oroville, you know, there was the planning group, and then there was the development group, which was in, you know, in Bharat Nivas down there, and there was the development group, and it was like never the twain met, you know, and I was asked to be member secretary of the development group at the time. And I found the entire thing was a complete mess. Everything was a mess. Nothing was written down. It was also the first sort of big task was to make sure that some of these, you know, meetings were actually documented and so on. And very quickly I found that there were these two polarities, these very strong polarities, which at that time were, you know, sort of exemplified by development group and planning group. So, and it was clear that there were two visions of the master plan which had not been passed at that time yet. So what I did was to try and see if this so-called, you know, eco-site could actually get itself together and bring forward its vision for the galaxy, right? Because the planning site, after 40 years of having, you know, I mean, at that time it was not 40, but whatever, however many years of existing, was pretty entrenched. So this was because, you know, when you try to bring, you know, different views into a thin synthesis, those views actually have to be developed and balanced before you can actually find a synthesis. At that time, there was one side which wasn't balanced. I mean, it was really weak. There were a few people here and there, and there were some ideas, but there was nothing developed. So that was the first attempt, and my attempt at synthesis goes back to that time. Because I've always felt that Oroville needs to find that unity, right? And so it was to try and strengthen that. There was a paper that came out of it, which would be great to find now. I'm afraid I don't have it. But that was the first attempt to say, let's come together at a deeper level to go forward, right?
Agreed.
And this is the thing, to go forward, and this is why I think it has to be at a much deeper level in the approach to the galaxy. I think that's where we have to go, and that's where we have to have discussions. And if you don't mind, I really want to read this quote from Sri Aurobindo, which to me exemplifies what we have to do with planning.
Can you summarize it in your own words? It's much better.
No, I can't summarize Sri Aurobindo. I'm sorry to say, it's so beautiful and it's so pithy. I mean, it's exactly. I mean, he says it all. You know. If you don't mind, I'd just like to read it because this is why this is for planning.
Okay.
This is the context. This is the context in which I am attending this radio show.
Okay.
Okay. So this is from the Life Divine. And so he says, for all problems of existence are essentially problems of harmony. They arise from the perception of an unsolved discord and an instinct for an undiscovered agreement or unity. To rest content with an unsolved discord is possible for the practical and more animal part of man, but impossible for his fully awakened mind. Right? And usually, even his practical parts only escape from the general necessity, either by shutting out the problem or by accepting a rough, utilitarian and unillumined compromise, which is what Luigi referred to in the beginning of this conversation, right? For essentially, all nature seeks a harmony. Life and matter in their own sphere, as much as mind in the arrangement of its perceptions. The greater the apparent disorder of the materials offered, or the apparent disparateness, even to irreconcilable opposition, of the elements that have to be utilized, the stronger is the spur, and it drives towards a more subtle and puissant order that can normally be the result of a less difficult endeavor.
Very beautiful. It's uplifting.
We all agree.
So you see?
No disagreement. This,
there you go.
You said it perfectly. Now tell us how to do that.
Yes. What is the roadmap to reach that?
The dynamic that you said we should all reach agreement and then do it. But you see, that's an unrealistic point of view. If we could reach the human unity, we wouldn't have the problem.
No, the planning is a tool, Bill.
Now finish the thought, because it's very nice.
You see, people are waiting for, let's call it the ideal solution. So we discuss, no, that's not it. We discuss some more. And then you have individuals, and this is how Oroville has been built, go out and do it anyway, and everybody screams and yells, and we have to put bars around the trees in the middle of the road. And that's how Oroville is developing now, you know, with individual initiative and anarchic movements and clashes and all of this. Yeah. So we're trying to now ease out of that, and we don't want to come to a makeshift, pragmatic compromise, as you both have said.
Yeah.
We want to come to a slightly more enlightened way to operate in Oroville.
Yes.
So that's what we're looking for now. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, totally.
And
that's why we chose this particular L'Avenir that we did, because Luigi and I were both in that selection committee for the new L'Avenir.
Yes.
And I think this was our motivating factor in choosing that group. And my hope, from that whole exercise is that we come to something like this for the planning. Because I think it is at this level that we have to approach things. It's the center, the heart and the soul. And then the outer stuff will come.
But you don't see that we have agreement at this level already?
No, about the galaxy and the crown.
Well,
nobody would
disagree with Sri Aurobindo. Right?
No.
And nobody disagrees with the charter and the dream and
sure,
these things.
Sure.
So where do we disagree?
We disagree about the galaxy and the crown road, like I started out this discussion with.
The galaxy is a vision. Nobody disagrees about the vision.
Yeah,
they disagree when the JCB is going along in front of my house.
Yeah.
That's when the disagreement comes.
Yeah.
So that's where we want to go. That's where we have to go.
We want to create agreement before the disagreement has space to come out.
Yeah. Or before the development comes, there should be before a search for deep agreement.
That's it. And because once we agree at that fundamental level, then the entire development of Auroville will open up.
We have agreed at the fundamental level. We have to agree at the superficial level.
At the material level.
At the material level about the road.
Yeah, but Mita, look, it's interesting this exercise. I think what you read, not only we agree, I think is uplifting, because the fundamental problem of humanity is harmony, no? To assert for harmony, manifest harmony. And we are fully on the job, because we go through a lot of disharmony, but we all carry in our heart this aspiration for disharmony. Then you have, and this is certainly our cement, our unifying glue.
The glue.
Now, let's come one step more into the implementation. Mother said Auroville will be a universal township where men and women from all countries will live in a progressive harmony, which link to this harmony that Sri Aurobindo is speaking about. And luckily that she speaks of progressive harmony, because that is exactly the job which we are here for. Progressive harmony. It's not that we have ready-made perfect society. It has to be built up. So then we agree on that. Universal township, because it's very important. Some people don't agree that this is a township and a universal. Some people also don't agree on this, you know.
Who doesn't agree?
Some people. Don't tell me, I didn't came here for the city. Leave me alone. I want to be in my trees. But if, yes,
we're going beyond that. We're going beyond that. So
in our conversation and what you said, you are also for that universal.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't polarize it that way to say there are people saying that I came here for my trees, I don't want a city.
Someday told me directly. And this I would like to make it, it's not the case of Mita, and it's not the point of polarizing, it's a fact. Some people, many people, even in public meeting, they say it openly, sorry, it's not my interest, the city. I am interested in not even the rhythm of building the city, but the urban tissue. No, many people come, not many, some people run away from the aural of the city. Please, this is nothing new. And that also is something we have to clarify.
Yeah, I think we should clarify, because I think that's a misunderstanding on their part of what the city means. They don't want another Los Angeles or
Absolutely.
Tokyo.
Absolutely, me neither.
Yeah.
So that we will need
to
clarify.
So we need more dialogue.
More dialogue, even with that. Then there is a third point, because I was trying to come down and go up in the ladder of our reflection. The third point, Mita, for me is that we haven't decoded sufficiently the galaxy. We haven't studied sufficiently what was the initial approach, because a lot of prejudices and formation have been thrown into this galaxy idea and Auroville concept. But if you read the note that Roger sent to Mother, he said there should not be a vehicular city. And he proposed electrical vehicle, and then there is this back and forth mode, 15 kilometer and this and that. So basically the approach was an eco-city, very pioneering at that time. Nobody was speaking of that. This on the term of mobility. On aspect of energy, Roger, if you see, there is one plan where he designed a solar city. He was the first to promote it. In terms of innovative, renewable techniques of architecture, he was the first to promote the use of soil, earth, like in Lascaux. They were doing all this shape. They are in earth originally. So my point, there was the main thing of the sociology of the city, whereby he asked Mother, do we have to have large villa or non-contained spaces, and what is the approach. I will not elaborate now, but it's so indicative of what Mother wanted. An elegant simplicity, a beauty, some diversity. She is not for a monolithic repetition, some playful of form, but in an enormous simplicity. And what comes out is an urban tissue. It's a life where do you experience the best possible eco city and knowledge city or healing city as far as we can do. So if we don't agree on this, then when we are the promoter of individual houses in the city area, in the city center, or promoter of forest in the city center, then it creates a problem, which we have to see. Are those things at the right place? If they are just 500 meters far away, wouldn't be each things at his place, things in harmony, each things and there in each place, and there is place for everything. We have the same things which we will address not only with you but with other areas of large areas where there is doubt if there is a city or not. So sorry if I take it up, but this is the core also of the things we have to clarify and maybe we can solve. So it's not only road. We conclude on this. It's not only traffic. The things is, as you said, is much deeper of what type of lifestyle we project out. Yeah. Is it a lifestyle?
Not only project, but what do we want to live?
Yeah, what do we want to live? And there is space for everything, because some people, I think, have the right, but right is not the word.
I don't think there is space for everything.
No?
No.
Okay.
Not for the elaborate villa.
No, I want my villa. What? Why you don't? My swimming pool, you do take me away?
Yes.
Oh, he's a hardliner.
Stop joking around. I'm going to have to edit it out, Luigi.
Let's put some pepper. What do you mean?
No, I mean, Mother's elegant simplicity implies that we would have, of course, collective swimming pools and all the rest, but private, see, this notion of private property, of possession and all, those are antithetical to the whole Charter of Oroville. So I think most people, we are conditioned by where we come from to private property, and we think that is the norm. And that I have my thing, and you don't bother me, and I plant what tree I want. And if I want to build, have 500 square meters for my family and myself, that's fine. You don't bother me. But in Oroville, it has to be different. Oroville is a collective experiment, because we're going always back to the galaxy plan, which, of course, the galaxy plan, in my vision, and I like to simplify it with a simplistic statement, we're trying to bring heaven down on earth. Because the galaxy is up there, the solar system is up there, we're bringing it down into the town plan. So that everybody feels like they're in paradise when they're in Oroville. And some people say that. They come in the good season when it's not so hot, and this is paradise. Well, that feeling we want everyone to have. And no one in Oroville should be live with a sense of deprivation, and live with a sense of jealousy, and live with a sense that some Oroveleans are living a lifestyle that I would like to lead, but I can't, and all of this rich poor.
I understand.
And all of that. That all, of course, has to go. Now, of course, as you said, we're in a progressive harmony. Mm. So that implies process. So we always have to be content with the process, but not let it stagnate. We have to keep going.
And so to bring that in, I mean, the conditioning that you mentioned, be of not in my own backyard, or the individualism versus the collective unity of Oroville, is really kind of, that's overcoming the past traumas. Those are some of the causes of the past traumas. And in bridging the polarities, some of the things that I think everyone's going to have to talk about is, how can we empower others? How can we make them understand? Rather than saying it's a misunderstanding, how can we help them understand? And that's the bridging the polarities. And by empowering others, we also admit that we give up some of our own power, our power to make decisions, or our power to interpret plans, or our power to write a city, that this has to be a collective thing. And we've talked about making this kind of radio program into a forum where everyone's invited. So hopefully, listeners, you can look forward to that, or even come to the studio here in Town Hall and attend these sessions. I know we had wanted to get more concrete results out of this discussion, but we have gotten a very valuable concern, and we've heard from other sides, which is our intention in bridging polarities. So with that, I feel there's a lot of value there, because we do somehow need to go deeper. There is the very clear need of needing to build the city, of putting something down. Okay. That's undeniable.
Yeah.
But there's also clear concerns, and to create that dialogue is, more than anything, what I'm here for.
Yeah. And for continuation of this, Andy, I appreciate very much Mita. Contribution, because he conveyed the concern, but in a constructive way, in a way which said, okay, we want the city to happen, but we want to happen as eco-friendly as possible, as a development which is not violent, but a development which is caring. And on that platform, then it's possible to work out solution. And this, I invite Mita and anyone who is
bridge
concerned.
Bridge the polarities.
Yeah, that we create a different energy field, mm-hmm. where we look how to come out of this challenge together. We will not come out by this meeting.
Do you want to make a...
Well, just to conclude, it was a very enlightening for me to hear Mita begin with no road. Through center field area.
Or a different kind of road.
A different kind of road. And how we can work with that. Because I think in almost everybody's mind, there always was a road through center field. And that was envisaged from the very beginning. And all the people that moved there understood that. And there was some give and take on where it would be. But somehow there has to be some circulation through there. And how do we go now to deal with that? Because this is a...
And how do we allow that concern to indicate or anyone's individual plan for the larger implementation?
Because what I understood from Mita is that it's the traffic that is the problem. So if we can mitigate the traffic issue by, for example, opening up the industrial zone to lorries from that side, and that the visitor center is screened from coming into center field, then that would allow for a certain amount of passage through there.
Those are pretty clear results.
Very clear. And,
the other thing is to have consultation, to really say that I'm just one single person and I'm representing my views. But there has to be consultation with all of the people who are affected. But I just wanted to say my concern has never been only just Centerfield. It has been a much larger thing of the entire crown. And where, once again, I would put that there has to be a really serious re-looking at the ideas of the dream catchers for the crown. I think that this entire discussion has to be in that context. And that would bring, because I found that vision of the galaxy and that vision of the crown was fantastic. It was so inspiring, and it was wonderful.
And I think everybody went for it, right?
It somehow didn't go forward, and I think we need to find how it could go forward in a way that, because I felt that had the synthesis of ideas was there, because there were 35 people working over so many years from so many different perspectives, and I think the next step forward would be a real presentation of those ideas against, after all that happened in 2008. Now it's 4 years later. So let us go back and look, and let us take again all of the ideas that you mentioned, and so on. And let's just look at everything again as a community with a fresh mind. Mm. And through that will come solutions.
We have to ground a beautiful vision of an eco-friendly mobility, but we have to ground and found intermediary solution, which we are missing in this world, for immediate control of the management of the traffic. We don't even have a traffic service. Mm. We have to set up a traffic service and, as B said, make concrete solution for the industrial zone, for the international zone, for the residential zone. Maybe even we have to check up there in the green belt when the traffic comes through, because we have all the Bomma Palayam traffic going to Alankupam and coming towards through the Crown Road.
Yes.
So everywhere, wherever we can, we have the traffic going through Courage and becoming a large road. I will not enter in the detail, but we have so much porosity,
yeah,
which at the contrary we need to control with four main, not gate, gate is not the word, but four main center of
access
management,
points.
Access point and management of the traffic. The service nodes are so important, we have not realized how would be help to change and shift from a conventional traffic and other aspect into something which help the transitional part.
So from here, I see two results. One is Luigi, some proposal. Everyone in Centerfield is invited to be involved,
yeah,
in creating the immediate plan.
Yeah.
This has something to do with conditions of electric vehicles, maybe looking for grants of how to get electric vehicles immediately,
yeah,
because that stuff is
absolutely
quite possible.
Absolutely.
Soon.
Soon.
That's on one side. And the other side is very soon to hold this forum of where the Dream Catchers work is represented, where any other work is represented, and where the community comes together to talk, but with the intention to not leave the building without some results.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So these are our results from this discussion.
Yeah.
To wrap it up, I'd just like to thank all of you very, very much for being here and for willing, being willing. So
thank you for organizing this.
Thank you, and to keep this lively, how she keeps. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.